You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last December, the government introduced the Misuse of Drugs Amendment Act concerning medicinal cannabis, and now they have until December this year to determine the regulations for a medicinal cannabis scheme. Now, following the government's move to increase access to this, two professors at the University of Otago are cautioning the future changes for medical cannabis products. Professor Michelle Glass and Associate Professor John Ashton of the Department of Pharmacology and Toxicology have outlined some potential issues regarding medicinal cannabis regulation. Here I am talking with Michelle about the catering of cannabis.
Well, I guess our argument at the moment is that the term medicinal cannabis is used really broadly. Mm-hmm. And actually to refer to a really wide range of products, and I use the term loosely because some of it's not, you know, not really a product. Everything from sort of raw cannabis plant through to actual pharmaceutical grade medicines is being called medicinal cannabis. And I guess we're just sort of saying that medicinal has a specific meaning. To be a medicine has a whole set of standards wrapped around it.
Yes.
And we just think it's a little bit dangerous to start loosening those standards. You know, drugs and medicines of any type have adverse effects. They can have, you know, unwanted activity. You know, we have these standards to try and protect patients. And so I guess we're just saying, let's really think about what we're doing here.
So it says here that New Zealand has a clear framework and defining standards for pharmaceutical drugs and other classes. How does this accommodate cannabis in its own class?
Yeah, well, there's not a new class yet, but okay. The fact that we are developing regulations around access to medicinal cannabis says that we're saying there needs to be a new class.
Yes.
And that will presumably be in place by December. And so what we're saying really is that, yeah, we know what a medicine is. It's something that we know exactly what's in it. We know how stable it is. We know how it should be stored. We know if it works and who it works for and who shouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that sort of thing. So what other medicines might interact with it. All of that has been presented and has been analysed by the people within the Ministry of Health and MedSafe to say, yep, this is a medicine that we would approve for use in New Zealand. So mm-hmm. We're just saying, let's just use that existing framework.
So what are the potential issues in determining these regulations for medicinal cannabis?
I mean, it depends on your perspective, really. There are already cannabis-derived medicines that mm-hmm. have used this framework. In New Zealand at the moment, that only applies to Sativex. But we know that there's other drugs coming from overseas at the moment that are mm-hmm. working through FDA approval and that sort of thing. So it's likely that in New Zealand there would be other actual medicines that are derived from cannabis. But what seems to be being talked about here is perhaps something that is less than one of those. Some of the submissions to the medicinal cannabis panel were suggesting, you know, people might grow their own. You know,
right.
That's mm-hmm. not the type of medicine. There's no other medicine that we say grow your own for.
Yes, yeah. Well, there's no way to really gauge or regulate, I guess, the outcome from those products.
So there's no idea what you're actually having. And if you're going to mm-hmm. ask a doctor to prescribe something, I think they need some certainty around what that product is.
So how do we regulate other pharmaceutical drugs? As we're saying, there's kind of a framework, you know, and a criteria that they need from the pharmaceutical drug itself. Can
yeah.
these regulations be applied in the same way to cannabis, or does it need its whole another gauge, a whole another kind of idea of regulation behind the product?
I don't think there's anything particularly unique and special about cannabis. I don't know why we would treat it as different to any other medicine.
Mm. And so how do you propose we regulate cannabis in a medical sense?
Well, I don't actually see that anything needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
We have already got cannabis-based medicines approved by MedSafe in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see that we need a whole other set of regulations that would allow something less than those to be prescribed.
Mm.
I think perhaps, you know, there's a lot of talk about people wanting to develop a New Zealand industry,
mm-hmm.
and that would that would need some change in regulations, because right now I don't believe you could get a license to grow and produce.
Yes.
And so that would need to change.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really not, that's sort of the very early end of the process. We're really talking about what are we asking a doctor to prescribe?
Mm.
And that should be a medicine.
Yes, I guess it's still, you know, with the referendum and, you know, coming in to talk about cannabis and where the future for it lies, there is still a lot of, you know, regulation that needs to be proposed. And one of the things that we always get wrong, it seems, is the way media can talk about cannabis in a medical sense.
Yeah.
So where does the media, what do they get wrong when it comes to talking about medicinal cannabis?
I guess what sort of always bugs me is that the term medicinal cannabis is used to cover everything from hemp plant extracts through to pharmaceutical grade products that have gone through all the clinical trials and meet all of the regulatory standards. And you know, these things are so far away from each other.
Mm.
And I guess medicinal cannabis, there is no one thing that is medicinal cannabis.
Yes.
So it shouldn't be used as a catch-all for everything.
Mm.
I think part of the problem we have right now is even getting a feeling for where the public or anybody sits, because no survey that I've seen come out actually defines what they mean by medicinal cannabis.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, another question I'd like to ask is why, so there's of course the obvious reasons when we can see this, but so why is it important that we're discussing this issue when it comes to regulating medicinal cannabis use now, you know, before anything else goes ahead? Why is it important that we get this conversation going and that people know the caution behind medicinal use?
Well, the regulations need to be in place by December. You know, when the bill got passed last December, it had a clause in it that said that this would be in place by this coming December.
Mm-hmm.
So this is coming in one form or another. So now is the time to be discussing this and to be sort of trying to make sure people are aware of what the issues are.
What are some of the potential issues we might face if this class of medicinal use is not addressed?
Well, you know, I think it comes from both perspectives. I think we have a group of patients who are currently accessing black market product, and they're looking for an alternative. Mm-hmm. And then we have doctors who want to be able to prescribe something of known quality.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we stand really here to make nobody happy. Essentially, we're going to go one way or the other, and we're going to make nobody happy.
Mm.
There's no easy solution to this, I don't think, but I think that it's a bit of a slippery slope. Once you start declaring something as a medicine that isn't, what else would we be opening the door to as well?
Mm.
So I guess I just think that really needs to be protected, and we really need to think carefully about whether this is the time to be making an exception to what is a medicine.
Wire.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.